AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Defense Secretary Ash Carter popped up in Baghdad this morning. Robert Burns is there.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter arrived on an unannounced visit to Iraq. He's going to a series of meetings, including talks with the Iraqi Prime Minister, the Defense Minister, as well as a delegation of Sunni Arab tribal leaders from Anbar Province.
He'll be looking at how the various groups of Iraqis work together or don't work together. He's not expected to announce any major changes in U.S. strategy or troop levels. FBI Director James Comey says there is a bigger threat to the U.S. than al-Qaeda. It's the Islamic State group, which he says is trying to inspire Americans to violence here at home. Secretary of State John Kerry is heading to Congress today to defend the nuclear deal the U.S. and five other world powers worked out earlier this month with Iran. Jewish organizations are dead set against the deal, which Israel says will endanger its security. Five people have been found dead in a house in Oklahoma, and two teenagers are in custody, though we don't know much about this yet. Broken Arrow Police Sergeant Thomas Cooper.
They were able to take two suspects into custody a short distance away from the house. A 16-year-old male and 18-year-old male were taken into custody, and they are all related.
A child found at the same address is in critical condition. Police are not saying how the victims died. In Texas, the Waller County Sheriff says the black woman who hanged herself in a jail cell had tried to kill herself in the past, according to what she told a guard. Sandra Bland's death by hanging has been ruled a suicide, but her family doesn't believe she killed herself. She'd been taken to jail after a routine traffic stop erupted into a confrontation with a white police officer. In Colorado, prosecutors are asking a jury to sentence the movie theater shooter to death. This is AP Radio News. After two deaths from falling IKEA dressers, the company and a consumer agency are recommending bolting the furniture to a wall. Our Warren Levinson has this story.
If you have an IKEA dresser higher than 2 or 2.5 feet tall and you have children in the house, the Consumer Product Safety Commission suggests the furniture be anchored to a wall. The agency issued the warning after two 2-year-old boys were killed when IKEA chests tipped over and fell on them. The Swedish furniture giant is offering consumers free anchoring kits. The two deaths in the United States, one in Westchester, Pennsylvania, and one in Snohomish, Washington, took place last year. IKEA says it has received 14 reports of chests called Malm tipping over, resulting in 4 injuries. Warren Levinson, New York.
A San Diego newspaper is going out of business after 130 years. The Daily Transcripts publisher blames in part rising employee health care costs and what he says is an uncertain future for the industry. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on all Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big.